Hello friends, my name is Bradley Weaver and welcome to my Family Fun Club. This week's episode is all about the auto harp. Let's have fun. Alright, well welcome to the auto harp episode. For those of you unfamiliar with the auto harp, I will certainly link in the show notes to some photos of an auto harp, possibly my auto harp. But an auto harp, much like a regular harp, has many, many strings. In my case, it's 36 strings. What sets the auto harp apart from a regular harp is that it also has some buttons on it. In my case, I have 15 buttons, which is 15 different chords. And what the buttons do when you press them down, it mutes all of the strings that are not in that chord. So you can strum across all of the strings and it will only play the strings in that chord. It's incredible. It's fun. It's very easy to play, at least at the level I do it. Now for a historical fun fact about the auto harp, or at least a fun fact about my history with the auto harp. I grew up in a very small town in Pennsylvania and I went to a very small public school there. One of the cool things about that school was they had a very well-stocked music room. And as I recall, about once a month, they would let us pick out whatever instrument we wanted and just kind of work our way around it. And I always gravitated toward the auto harp. I thought it was such a cool and unique instrument. Now, years later, I was telling my wife that story. And a few months after I told her the story, Christmas rolled around, and she had bought me my very own Oscar Schmidt 15-chord auto harp. I thought that was such an incredible gift, and I've enjoyed playing it ever since. Now, the first tune I'm going to play is an old traditional tune that I think everybody knows. This is London Bridge. Now, up until a few years ago, for some reason I thought there was only one verse to this song. It was the only one I ever sang. But there are many, many verses, and depending on where you look it up, the verses are all completely different. So I'm going to do about four or five of my favorite verses of London Bridge. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Build it up with iron bars, iron bars, iron bars. Build it up with iron bars, my fair lady. But iron bars can bend and break, bend and break, bend and break. Iron bars can bend and break, my fair lady. Now if the iron bars bend and break, what do you think they should build it with? Did you say stone or brick? That's what I was thinking, but... Well, here's what they did. Build it up with silver and gold, silver and gold, silver and gold. Build it up with silver and gold, my fair lady. Sounds expensive. Oh, London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. London Bridge. Well, for my next tune, I would like to do one of my original songs. This is a song about teamwork. This is called Together We Can Do It.
Oh, together we can do it. When alone it's much too much. When alone you cannot do it. Together it's not so tough. When a problem gives you trouble and it seems you cannot win, it helps to find a friend and face that problem with them. Two brains and two hearts, and you'll always find a way. Two brains and two hearts, then you'll say that together we can do it. When alone it's much too much, when alone you cannot do it. Together, it's not so tough. When a weight is much too heavy, and it seems too hard to lift. Try and find a friend who can help you lift it. When you share the work, it's easier and more fun anyway. Share the work, have more fun, and you'll say that together we can do it. When alone it's much too much, when alone you cannot do it. Together it's not so tough. Maybe you're good at arithmetic and science is her thing. Maybe she is good with words, but you know history. Share your strengths and learn together, you'll always find a way. Share your strengths, learn together, and you'll say that together we can do it. When alone it's much too much, when alone you cannot do it. Together it's not so tough. Yes, together it's not so tough. When we work together, things aren't so tough.
Together we can do it. Okay, now for something a little different, I'd like to do an old cowboy song called Home on the Range. Now, the cowboys, after a long day of work, they would often sit around the campfire and exchange songs. And I really doubt any of them were pulling out an auto harp to play some tunes. They usually played the guitar or harmonica. But I'm going to do this one on the auto harp. Another thing to note on this song is it is in waltz time or three-quarter time. So it's kind of that 1-2-3, 1-2-3. There are very few songs I do in three-quarter time, so I thought that is worth mentioning. Here is Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. And the skies are not cloudy all day.
Home on the Range. Now for just a bit of history on the auto harp, not just my history with it, but how the auto harp actually came into existence. There are two different men who hold patents on the auto harp. Charles Zimmerman, way back in 1882, got the first U.S. patent on the auto harp. That did not look very much like the auto harps of today, however. About a year later, a German named Carl August Guder got the first British patent on the auto harp, and that did look much like the auto harps of today. As luck would have it, about a year after that, Zimmerman happened to be visiting his homeland of Germany, saw Guder's design, brought it back to the U.S., and got another patent under his own name for that design. So it was a bit of back and forth. Now, by the 1920s, almost all of the manufacturers of auto harps became part of Oscar Schmidt, which is part of the U.S. Music Corporation. The auto harp I play is Oscar Schmidt, and almost every auto harp I've seen to date is an Oscar Schmidt. So there's just a bit of history in the auto harp. Now for my final tune, I would like to do a song by one of my favorite songwriters, and arguably one of the greatest songwriters in American history, I would say, Mr. Tom Petty. I'm going to do a tune called Wildflowers, which is off of his album of the same name, and it's just such a fun, happy tune, and I really enjoy playing it on the auto harp. So here is Wildflowers.
belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you'll feel free. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you'll feel free. Somewhere close to me, far away from your trouble and worry. You belong somewhere you'll feel free. You belong somewhere you'll feel free. You belong somewhere you'll feel free.
Wildflowers by Tom Petty. Well, all right. I want to thank you all so much for hanging out with me again, as always, and also for indulging me in my all auto harp episode. Now, as I've said, it is one of my favorite instruments. It's so wonderful and unique, and I felt it deserved its own episode. So let me know what you think about that. And also, if you have any friends or family who you think would enjoy this podcast, please turn them on to it. And subscribe if you haven't already done so. Now, normally I would leave y'all with one of my pre-recorded lullabies, but I thought for this episode we would do a live lullaby. So I'm going to leave you with the tune Hush Little Baby, of course played on the auto harp. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see y'all down the road.
Hush little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring turns brass, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass. If that looking glass gets broke, Mama's gonna buy you a billy goat. If that billy goat won't pull, Mama's gonna buy you a cart and bull. If that cart and bull turn over, Mama's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. If that dog named Rover won't bark, Mama's gonna buy you a horse and cart. If that horse and cart fall down, you'll still be the sweetest boy in town. So hush little baby, don't you cry. Mama loves you and so do I. Mama loves you and so do I.